Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today's episode is Allergies Be Gone. Last week, we talked to Christine Lahr, and she was talking about allergy breakthroughs and the work that she does to clear allergies. And I want to be very clear and cognizant of one thing that I want you to get. Anything and everything can work. Like, there's not only one way, there's not only one right way. And so even though Christine and I address allergies differently, because of our backgrounds and our training and what kind of work that we do, it all works. So I just want to put that out there. It all works. So what is an allergy? Are you allergic to anything? My first allergy showed up when I was, I think I was 6 years old and I had been sick. It was in the summer and I got one of those summer colds that turned into more than just a summer cold. And mom took me to the doctor, which was very rare. We rarely went to the doctor. And I was given penicillin and it was the pink thick stuff. Anybody else remember that? Pink thick stuff. And you had to keep it in the door of the refrigerator. It was fair to partly nasty. So I'm taking this antibiotic penicillin for my symptoms and to get over this bug that I had gotten. And I ended up breaking out in hives all over my body. And I ended up having to take 3 baths a day in water that was full of baking soda because that was supposed to help with the itch. And we did not have central air conditioning in the house. And in Oklahoma in the summer, it's hot. Like, it is hot. We had an air conditioner in my parents' bedroom and one in the living room, best I recall. And so the room I shared with my sister Melissa did not have air conditioning. So we had a fan that would blow on us. And since I was the younger sister, I had the lower bunk, which was probably a good thing. And so that fan was just blowing on me and I would just lay there on the sheets miserable. And so now I'm allergic to penicillin, and that impacts a lot of things when you need an antibiotic. And then later I became allergic to sulfa. What? So that takes out a whole nother gamut of antibiotics. I've had both knees replaced, and you have to take a lot of antibiotics when they first do the surgery so that there's no infection in the joint. And also, like, when you get something that you might be able to fight off, you probably shouldn't in the first 2 years after a knee replacement, because you need to make sure it doesn't go to that joint, because that would be bad. But in my work, I have trained under Dr. Bradley Nelson. He wrote the book, The Emotion Code, The Body Code. I don't think there's a book, but there's the process of belief code, releasing belief systems that no longer serve you. And he has a new book coming out called Heart Code. And that's just, from what I understand, because it hasn't been published as of the recording of this episode, it goes into more detail on the heart wall. And so a heart wall is when you've had your heart broken and you literally form layers to protect you. And you hear people saying they died of a broken heart, or there was a broken heart. That's kind of it. Or I can't let somebody in because they might hurt me. And you keep yourself from the full embodiment and enjoyment of a relationship, showing them love and receiving love. So it's a problem. It's a real problem. But with allergies, it can be allergic to something physical, such as penicillin, or it can be an allergy to a thing, like an idea, which is crazy town. But I want to read you Dr. Nelson's description slash, description, that's the right word, of a physical allergy from the Body Code. Physical allergies are generally created when the subconscious mind makes a faulty connection with a particular substance during either prolonged or sudden emotional and or physical stress. This substance then is considered to be an allergen by the subconscious and the body, and a negative response or reaction will occur when this allergen is encountered in the future. The subconscious mind may create a physical allergy as a protective measure in order to defend you from the stress that it has connected to the allergen. For this reason, you can become allergic to anything at all. I was shocked to find out somebody's allergic to cinnamon. Like, that was a new one for me. I didn't know you could be allergic to cinnamon, but apparently you can. Symptoms may include physical reactions of all kinds, as well as immune reactions such as inflammation, respiratory problems, congestion, sinus irritation, itchy eyes, and other forms of hypersensitivity. Physical allergies nearly always have associated imbalances, such as trapped emotions, that must be cleared in order to reset the subconscious response to the allergen. It's common to have both a physical allergy and an idea allergy to the same allergen. So with an idea allergy, it's when the subconscious mind makes a faulty or negative connection with a particular idea. Any thought, emotion, concept, event, action, person, place, or thing. This usually happens either during prolonged or sudden emotional and or physical stress. So you can become allergic to an idea, and I'm going to get to that. I was working with a client, and an idea allergy came up, and we actually have a chart we can go through to get as close as possible to what the idea is that we're allergic to. And when we're allergic to an idea, we like try to avoid it with the plague. The interesting thing with an idea allergy is you can become allergic to the physical substance associated with that idea. So, like, stick with me here. As I am working with this client, I said, if you have an allergy to your marriage, and an allergy to your marriage would like be things are rocky right now, we're like not in the best place ever, you may develop a physical allergy to your partner's perfume or cologne. What? So as I'm reading this to my client, she says, oh, not long ago, my husband, I came home and I was very excited. Something really great happened at work and I wanted to share it with him. And I shared it with him and I was all excited. So I had an expectation that he would be really excited. And he was like, oh, yeah, babe, that's great. And I was crushed. I was crushed that he was not more supportive. And about 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, he came walking in. And I was like, whoa, I cannot handle your cologne. And he was like, this is a cologne I've been wearing for years. And she was like, yep, I can't do it. You've got to quit wearing it. She literally developed an allergy to his cologne. Because they were feuding, they were fussing, and she wanted to not be around him because her feelings were hurt and they hadn't worked through what had happened, that she had this expectation and it went unmet, like in a big way. And that got me thinking, if you haven't heard the story, I was married once for 12 months and 11 days, and it was like about the worst 12 months and 11 days of my life. I now have been married over 30 years, and so I've never had a year as bad as that year of my being married to my first husband. And I fell in love with a perfume when I went to school in France during college. And I would go to the little perfume stores, and they would say, When the first time it happened, I was like, wait, what? And in French, she said, may I perfume you? And I was like, I'm not sure what that means. And they literally have you hold your arms out, and she steps back several feet and she sprays perfume over your head and just lets it fall gently on you. So you just are covered in this light mist of perfume. It's not overpowering, it's not too much. Your perfume doesn't show up before you do. Like, I really hate that. And it was like, may I perfume you? So I would just stop in to perfume stores when I passed one, and every time they'd say, may I perfume you? And I'd say, yes, please. And I fell in love with this perfume called Rive Gauche by Yves Saint Laurent. I don't even think they make it anymore. But I loved that perfume, and I wore it when I started wearing it in France, and when I came home, I wore it all the time. I started wearing it when I was maybe 22, and I wore it for 3 or 4 or 5 years, even after I was divorced. I wore it, and now I have this awesome boyfriend, and they don't sell it in Oklahoma. And it was a little before you had things shipped so readily like you do now. And we literally would get up on a Saturday morning when we had nothing to do, and we'd drive 3.5 hours to Dallas, go to the store that sold my perfume, get perfume, do a little shopping. Again, we were just dating, so of course he wanted to do anything to make me happy. And he'd probably do it today too if I asked. I just don't need to. And then we would go eat a lovely lunch at this restaurant that we both loved and they didn't have here in Oklahoma. And then we'd drive back and we'd have just a great Saturday. And one day I put on that perfume and I started sneezing. And then I got a headache. And I was like, oh my gosh, what's in the air? What gave me a headache? Like, I must have like gotten around too many trees or something. And it kept happening. I don't wear that perfume anymore. And now I know that perfume was so associated with coming home from France. And I've been dating my a guy off and on in college, the one I ended up marrying. And I had that perfume so associated in my subconscious to him that when I had a new love, that perfume wasn't going to cut it. And there you go. I became allergic to the perfume. Could I go in and try to clear that allergy of that perfume because I still have a bottle on my dresser? Yes, I could. Do I want to? No. No, I'm fine. I moved on. I have a new perfume and I'm all good to go. That's how powerful the subconscious mind is. It's like, yep, nope, I don't want that. I was at a retreat in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And Michelle Abraham, who actually her company and her brother Braden's company, they jointly own the company. They produce this podcast, by the way, Amplify You. Shout out to you, Michelle and Braden. And we were staying in a apartment complex situation that had been converted so they could have retreats there. And there had been cats in various rooms. And in the apartment where Brayden, Michelle's brother, Brayden was staying, there had been a cat in there. And if you're allergic to cats, it's really hard to get rid of all of the dander, all of the hair, no matter how hard you try. It's difficult. And Brayden has really blue eyes, and his eyes were just bloodshot, and he just had tears like almost running down his face. Because everywhere he went, there was cat hair or dander. And once that allergy starts, like it's not going away. So he's eating breakfast one day at the group table, and I walked up and sat down across from him. And because he was like co-producer of the event, like he drops everything when any of the attendees need anything. And he said, Jennifer, how may I help you? As he puts his spoon down and quits eating his breakfast. And I said, oh no, I just need you to sit there and look cute and let's get rid of this cat allergy. And he was like, oh, okay, what do I do? And I said, nothing, you just give me permission. And he was like, yes, please get rid of this cat allergy. So I did the emotion code and body code on him. And it came up with whatever the energy was. It happened when he was like 8 years old. And I said, do you remember anything that happened at 8? And he was like, no, nothing happened at 8. And I was like, okay, great. Doesn't really matter. Let's just clear that out. So we did. And about 30 minutes later, he walked through. His eyes were dry. The whites were white. The blue was popping. He looked amazing. He had no more reaction the whole time we're there. This was in November. The first part of January, and I still have the WhatsApp message. He messaged me and he said, oh my gosh, I've been to my friend's house like 3 times and they have a couple of cats and I haven't reacted at all. I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. When I had cleared that allergy and we had identified the age that it popped up, I said, did anything happen when you were 8? Like when you were around a cat or a cat scratched you or bit you or something? And he was like, no, that's nothing's ever happened. Well, Michelle is his older sister. And I said, Michelle, did anything happen to Braden? And she was like, oh yeah, our aunt had a cat and it scratched him up good when he was about 8. The cat scratched him. Are you making the connection? The cat scratched him. And he developed an allergy to cats, so he would stay away from cats because a cat scratched him. So now fast forward about a year, I'm at an event and it is in someone's home and they have a cat, but the cat is in the basement. The whole first floor has been cleaned and sanitized and it's beautiful and sparkly. And they even brought in tables and chairs from a rental company for this retreat 2-day event. And a woman that I had met online, Shannon D'Souza, many times, but I had never met in person, was at this event. So I was so excitable. Yes, I used the word wrong, but I don't care because I like to say excitable. I was so excitable to see her. I was like, oh my God, it's so awesome to see you and meet you in person. And so we're at a horseshoe-shaped table, and I'm on one of the sides, and she's like at the end, this short part of the horseshoe U-shape. And I look down there, and she just, her eyes are just running down her face with tears. And she raised her hand, and she said, excuse me, but is there a cat in this house? And the woman whose retreat it was like, oh my gosh, yeah, but the cat's in the basement locked up and we cleaned this whole level of the house, still enough to make Shannon react. And so at a break, I said, Shannon, do you know the work that I do, would you like me to clear your cat allergy? And she just said, yeah, and you know, just went on, right? Like that's a random ask, Jennifer, so whatever. And just as the break in, she came up to me and she had her palms up, one hand on top of the other, and said, I'm here for your blessing. And I said, what? And she goes, please, I'm here for your blessing. Would you please get rid of this cat allergy? Well, about that time, we're starting back. So she goes and sits down. And from my seat, I do my clearing of her and identify what's causing this cat allergy. And lo and behold, cleared it right up. And a couple months later, she sent me a picture and she's holding a cat and she's cheek to cheek with this little beautiful kitten. And she goes, look at me, I'm holding a cat and I'm not allergic anymore. So you can become allergic to anything for any reason. I'm not saying that I'm magical or anything. However, I've helped several people with cat allergies. And someone said, you don't want to be known as the cat lady. And I was like, well, I don't know. I've had a cat my whole life, so that may not be a problem for me. But you can become allergic to anything. A person, a place, a thing, a food, a medication, you can become allergic to anything. And between what you learned from last week's episode and this week's episode, I hope you have a little bit of hope and optimism for the future that you don't have to maintain having an allergy. If you would like to book a call, I would love to talk to you, yoursuccesscall.com. And I'm Jennifer Takagi. I look forward to connecting with you soon.
thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.